You are listening to Radio Sai Global Harmony. Please visit our website radiosai.org to listen to our free internet streaming service. On this website, you can access audio streams. The first three are Asia Stream, Afri Stream and Ameri Stream, which offer you programs in the languages common to these geographic regions. The other two streams are Bhajan Stream and Discourse Stream. Click on the Bhajan Stream to listen to a Sai Bhajan at any time of the day. Similarly, to listen to the divine voice of Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, please log on to the Discourse Stream. Just log on to radiosai.org and experience the divine love of Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba. For any inquiries, please email us at listener@radiosai.org.
Om Shri Sai Ram. Good morning and a warm welcome to today's Thursday Life, dear listeners. And this broadcast is coming to you from the spiritual capital of the universe, Prashanti Nilayam at Puttaparthi. Well, the place which the Kaliyuga avatar, Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba, chose as his headquarters to impart his sacred message to mankind, the message of love and selfless service to humanity. Well, inspired by this, we have named this segment as Service, Love in Action. And I am Raghu from Team Radio Sai, and in this segment, we will be discussing about the various service activities undertaken by Swami's students and his devotees all around the world. Well, dear listeners, today is 4th of June and it's a pleasant day here in the ashram, and you are tuned to Asia Stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony, the live wire bringing to your homes the sacred vibes of Prashanti Nilayam Ashram through the various Radio Sai programs. So, as always, at the very outset, let us all place our humble pranams at Bhagwan's lotus feet. And to begin this segment with, I'll be playing for you a couple of Sai bhajans.
Sai Ranga Ne Pandurangaa Rama Shri Ramachandra Jaya Jaya Rama
Rama Shri Ramachandra Jaya Jaya Rama
Rama Shri Ramachandra Jaya Jaya Rama
Saram, dear listeners, welcome once again to today's Thursday Life. I am Raghu from Team Radio Sai, hosting the segment Service Love in Action, in which we bring you accounts of Swami's love and our love for Swami, translating into service to humanity. Today is 4th of July, And in the last month, that is the month of June, the several volunteers who had come here for Prashanti Seva from 15th to 30th were from the Indian state of Gujarat. In fact, last week, I had played for you a conversation that I recorded with the state president of the Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization of Gujarat, that is Mr. Manohar Trikamnath, and he had given us an overview of the various service activities that Swami's devotees are undertaking in the state of Gujarat. In fact, I also had recorded a conversation with few of the Sevadal volunteers from Gujarat who had come here for Prashanti Seva. And today I will be playing for you that conversation. So let's listen to it. Saram to all of you and welcome to Radio Sai Studio. So we'll start with you, brother. Please introduce about yourself to all our listeners. First tell your name and from where you are coming from. Yes.
Sai Ram. My name is Aditya Vralat. I am from Surat, Gujarat. I am a mechanical engineer. I am currently working as a project coordinator in a German construction company, Bilfinger Industrial Service.
In Surat?
In Surat only.
Okay. Yeah. So are you coming here for the first time?
I have been here for Darshan Sen, but as a Sevadal, in Prashanti Seva, this is my first time.
Okay, to begin with, when you had Swami's Darshan first?
When I was in 7th standard, I came with my parents for Darshan. At that time, we were not aware of samitis, city level samitis, so we came individually, and then we came to know everything after visiting over here.
So for Prashanti Seva, this is your first experience,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Okay, so what has inspired you to come here? What made you come here?
My parents and my sister are Sai devotees since long back, and they used to come over here for Prashanti Seva on regular basis.
Okay.
I always ask them about the experiences they gain, listening to their experiences. And also when I came over here for a darshan, maybe 2 or 3 years ago, I saw how people work selflessly over here of different statures. That definitely inspired me, and it was obvious for me to come over here and serve.
So you told first you came here when you were in 7th, right? So after that, in your place, were you involved in any service activities? You used to go for bhajans, etc.?
Yes, I used to go for bhajan. In fact, my bhajans are also held up in my house only once in a month. And I also used to attend samiti bhajans. I was a Balika student also.
Oh, is it? Hmm. In Surat?
In Surat. I have done the whole 3 years of Balika's course.
Oh. So what have you learned from Balika's?
It is more focus about the roots as a child, what you learn, and all the basic roots and discipline. And also some spiritual education are also provided to us.
Human values.
Yes. So somehow I feel my approach towards the things are different than what a normal group of students are. Youth is there.
So this time, where are you assigned duty here?
I was luckily I was selected in Swami's residence. I was assigned duty at West Gate.
This time? Oh,
yes,
is it?
This time, yes.
So how was it, your experience?
To describe in single word, it was divine. My duty was watch and ward. I was just observing people and also keep a note of the persons who were entering Swami's residence.
Okay.
As well as Rangoli Amma was there, who used to prepare rangolis in Swami's residence as well as in the Kulwant Hall. She asked me to assist her, so I assisted her, and I used to pick up her at her place, and we used to prepare rangolis, and then I will drop her at her place.
Hmm. So how did you feel after completing your seva here? For a week you were there here, right?
Yes, for a week I was there. It was quite satisfactory.
Hmm.
And usually when we are working as a professional, the working hours are same, but the level of frustration and unsatisfaction is quite high. Here we are working for nothing, we are not getting anything in return, but the satisfaction and the happiness which you feel, and a positive vibe, the aura around here is so positive that you will feel satisfied and cleansed from inside.
Yes. So you want to come again and again for seva?
Yes, I will definitely come next year, and hopefully for all coming years I will come.
So what is your take-home lesson? After going back to Surat, what do you want to tell all your friends and relatives when they ask you, what have you learned from Prashanti Nilayam after going there and doing service?
I will say I have observed many things over here, but the first thing which I have noticed and I have found that is slightly lacking in myself is discipline. The punctuality and discipline towards work over here is quite high, and as Swami himself puts quite importance to the discipline. So I definitely will learn this thing, that how even though these works are quite small things are there, but they are being followed very disciplined and on punctuality basis. So I will definitely learn this thing.
Okay, you have something more to share? Anything more?
When I used to go with Rangoli Amma, she basically is 77-year-old.
This time, when you
came
for service?
Yes, in my service. So I used to assist her, and she used to share her experience with us. So she told me that she has a knee problem. She isn't able to walk properly. So she used to hold my hand so that she can balance herself. So I noticed them that even though they have so much problems physically, they still follow what they have been doing since last 30-40 years, and the dedication and devotion towards Swami is selfless and unlimited, I will say. And she also introduced me to a lady who was above 90 years old. She was a doctor. She told me she was a doctor, and she has a physical disability. She wasn't able to walk properly, and she can't stand up. But still being in such problem and such old age, she daily used to go to super specialty hospital and serve. This is what I feel, that if these people who are working over here to Swamis since 30-40 years, they are doing the same thing regularly, perfectly. They are very strict towards their rules, and they are very strict and typical about their methodology of how to do various things. I feel that if I have served for 7 days, this is nothing in front of their service.
What you're saying is that physical disability, age will never be a barrier.
That is never be a barrier.
Service.
Yes, all that matters is the faith and your willpower.
What is required is attitude to serve the society. Yes. So thank you for sharing with our listeners. Jai Saram.
Saram.
Saram. So please tell about yourself to all our listeners.
My name is Hardik Joshi. I am from Kalol, district Gandhinagar, from Gujarat.
Okay.
Basically, I am electronic engineer. I was working with AS Mulupa & Sons company as an electronic engineer in Kandla, but from 1 month I have no job. I'm searching for a job.
Okay. So is this your first time you're coming to Prashantinilam?
No, I came at Prashantinilam in 1999.
Okay. So that was the first time?
Yeah, At that time I was in 5th standard.
So how was it when you came that time, when you saw Swami? What was your experience then? In the year 1999.
Okay. At that time, I was a child. So, I eager to see Swami, took Swami blessings, Pad Namaskar and all that.
Did you also go to Bal Vikas classes?
Yeah. My mother took Bal Vikas classes.
Oh, is it? Your mother is Bal Vikas guru?
Yeah.
So, she only used to teach you?
Yeah.
So, how was it? What did you learn from Bal Vikas?
It improve our character.
Yes, correct. This is your first time when you are coming for Prashanti Seva, right?
Yeah, Prashanti Seva first time.
As a Sevadal?
Yeah.
So where were you assigned the duty here in the ashram?
I was at security office. I have to guide people where to go, where not to go.
Security office, that is Gopuram gate.
Canteen gate, near canteen gate.
Yes, correct. So what you are supposed to do there?
At night I have to go outer patrolling, taking sign of Sevadals.
Okay.
And in day, I was there in front of canteen gate. Allowed to go, some of people, staff people to go from canteen gate, vehicle to go.
Okay.
And making gate passes.
So, how did you feel in this 1 week after doing the Seva here?
One experience I had that when I wear scarf.
Sevadal scarf, yes.
I got some energy, divine energy that Swami gave me, and I feel no tiredness.
Okay, so the scarf is the thing which makes all the difference.
Yeah.
That's what you felt. Okay, so anything else you want to share about the ashram here?
Discipline.
You had gone to Saikulan Thol?
Yeah.
So how did you feel when you entered Saikulan Thol?
When we enter in Prashantinilam, there is no worry in our mind.
All worries just go away. Okay, so when you go back to your place, what do you want to tell your relatives and friends?
I convey just one message, selfless service. Selfless service I want to do there and guide people to do this service, selfless service.
So you will tell them also to come to Prashanthilayam and do service.
Yeah.
And even in your place also you will take up some service activities. You have any plans?
Right now we adopt one village, Anandpura.
Oh, is Kalol. It? You are adopted?
Yeah.
Like your Samiti?
Satyasai organization, Kalol.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And there being some activities like medical camp.
Oh, you go to those activities? Yeah. How often you go?
7-8 times.
Means weekly basis or?
No, monthly basis.
Once in a month
in,
you go?
For 2-3 months there was a medical camp, so I participated.
So in the medical camp what do you do?
Took medicine from doctor and give the patient needy people. And some type of organization took doctor to our organization and Gram Seva. First of cleaning of village and all that.
So you want to come again and again here for Seva?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, you want to share anything more?
No, sir.
Okay, thank you, Sarah.
Sairam, myself Dhvanika Mistry, and I'm coming from Vadodara, Gujarat. I'm a student of cost accounting.
Okay.
It's a professional course.
So you're coming here for the first time?
Yeah.
Oh, is it? Okay. So you never came here?
I came last year for Darshan.
But for Prashanti Seva, you're coming for
the
first
time.
Okay. So please tell us what has inspired you to come here.
First of all, my father is a son devotee of Sai Baba.
Okay.
We are three sisters. He often told us that it's nice to be there, learn many disciplines there, observe how they are, their students are different from you.
Swami students.
Yes, he often told, but due to some circumstances, we can't come here.
Yeah, you told your father is a devotee, but still you couldn't come here for a long time.
I got the opportunity to come here, so...
This time. For Seva, okay.
For Seva, so I decided, like, this time I has to come and do seva and ki papa bol rahe ki jao jao. Ek andar se bhi feeling aayi this time ki nahi, I has to.
Yeah, so your father has been telling from long, go to Prashanthilayam, is it? And this time you have come. Okay, so where were you assigned duty here in the ashram?
In the temple.
Which temple?
Prashanthilayam temple.
Okay, in Kulanthal, Sai Kulanthal. So what was the duty that was assigned?
VIP chairs are there. I'm arranging the VIP chairs and all the ladies are there and I has to instruct them.
So every morning and evening during bhajans, is it?
Before bhajans, we there for mopping and all.
Mopping, sweeping. So after this week of service activity here, what did you feel? What is your experience?
It's a very nice experience. Mujhe ऐसा लग रहा है कि यहाँ पे जो एक्सपीरियंस मुझे मिल रहा है, जो भी मैं फील कर रही हूँ, वो मुझे और कहीं पे भी नहीं होगा. Like our world is very different.
Yes.
We are very busy in our work, in studying and all. Like here are very disciplined, well behaved people, very polite people, or very different people from different areas come here. But still they have a commonness that they are also come for Swami to do sevas. And
you are also telling about Swami students.
I'm there at VIP chairs.
Okay.
During bhajans, all the students came. They came in proper line, in proper queue, holding hands in hands. Like different class students came differently. Line-wise, the teacher is there. Unko kuch itna instruct karne ki zarurat nahi hai. They themselves came and sit in disciplined manner, right? Like in our town, is not there.
Sabhi,
sabhi students ko guide karna padta hai. Go this way, do this, and they never instruct like this.
Yeah.
Or after sitting, they chanting the Veda, Rudram Vedas and bhajans very clearly, very properly.
Mm. In fact, here even small kids you can see chanting
yes.
Vedam very nicely. Primary school boys, girls. So, after going back, what do you want to convey to your friends and relatives about
Before I
ashram?
Came here, my friends asking me, where did you go, what do you do there? Yeah, these
why
are
going to Prashanilayam, what is it?
These are the activities that hum old age mein karna chahiye sab.
Okay.
Unhe lagta hai ki this is the bhajans and all are ki hume old age mein karna
chahiye. That is for old people, not for us.
Not for us, your age. But I feel, I'm proudly tell them ki, nahi, this is a different thing and I met many youth also. Main proudly unhe keh sakti hun ki this, once in a while, you should do this activity, involve in sign activities, understand them. Like, this is not for the other people, it's our self-confidence. And
in fact, Swami has told, start early, drive slowly and please safely. So, starting early is very important. Yeah. Do you want to share anything more?
Yeah. One experience I have to share. At VIP chairs, a lady who is a professor, statistic professor, he won't able to walk properly. A car is unko chhodne aate hai. Hame unko lene jana hai. She hold our hands and came.
She can't walk properly,
she
so you
walk
help
properly.
Them. Okay.
Unhe hum lene jaate hai. In between wo hume bahut sare experience unke shares karte hai. Ek sab log aisa sochte hai ki swami jo vibhuti dete hai ring haan dete hai. It's a trick.
Okay.
But unhe bhi ek ring mila hua hai. Swami ne diya hua hai.
Oh, madam ko.
उन्हें एक बहुत ही बहुत सारे एक्सपीरियंस हमें और वहाँ अम्मा भी है हमें जो गाइड करते हैं जो वहीं रहते हैं तो वो भी हमें बहुत सारे एक्सपीरियंस शेयर्स करते हैं उनके कि वो भी 40 इयर्स पहले यहाँ से यहाँ ही थे
अच्छा।
उनके हस्बैंड की डेथ के बाद स्वामी ने उन्हें बोला था कि यू केम हियर रिसाइड हियर आई बी विथ यू इफ नोबडी इज देयर आई बी विथ यू उन्हें उन लोगों को देखने के बाद जो लेडी है जो वॉन्ट एबल टू वॉक ऑल्सो ड्यूरिंग भजन शार्प 6 o'clock सी केम दो ही वॉन्ट एबल टू वॉक प्रॉपरली ही इज सो पंक्चुअल सी केम एट 6 o'clock एवरी इवनिंग सी कम
ओके
सो आई फेल कि लाइक वो लोग इतनी पंक्चुअल है In our age, we are not like them. We are not punctual in many things or not disciplined in many things.
So what is your take-home lesson from this 1 week of experience?
I'll be very disciplined, girl.
Okay.
I'll be very punctual. And a magazine came our home, Sanatan Sarthi.
What is it? Magazine, okay.
Sanatan
Sarthi.
Sanatan Sarthi.
Oh.
But I never used
No, you never used to read it. Okay.
Read many times. Ah. I read, but not regularly. Yahan se jaane ke baad, I surely read this. And many more books I will read.
Sai literature. Yes,
literature.
There are many books, yes.
And I visit your library also. I heard there's a library
yes,
also.
There is. Yes.
So I will be visit there.
So you'll come again and again for Prashant
Surely, surely, definitely.
Okay, Sai Ram, thank you.
Sai Ram.
Sai Ram. Myself is Neelam Thakur. I have come from Gujarat, Baroda, and I am a teacher.
Okay.
I teach in private school.
Private school in Baroda.
In Baroda.
Is it first time you are coming to Puttaparthi?
Yes, this is for the first time.
Coming to Puttaparthi?
Yeah.
Okay, so what has made you come here? How did you come to know about Swami?
I have heard of it through mass communications and all those things. But when I got married... past 2 years, my in-laws, they were joined with this organization.
So they were Swami's devotees?
Yeah.
Okay.
They, my husband and my mother-in-law and sister-in-law, they used
so
to
they
come.
So they had Swami's darshan?
Yeah.
Okay.
They used to come every year for seva.
Oh, is it?
So After getting married, I also decided ke what's there, say for means my family, they are going, so I must also get this opportunity.
Mm. So you told your in-laws have been coming here for many years. So has Swami spoken to them? Is there any nice experience?
My husband, he had many photographs with Swami.
Oh, is it?
Mm. And many service, sort of sevas also they have done in temple.
Uh-huh.
And all those places.
Please, can you share some of the activities that they were involved in?
Activities in Kulwanth Hall, they used to say prayers and maintain security and all those things.
That is here, when they come here for Prashanti Seva. Like in your place, were they involved in any activities?
Our Samiti, they have adopted village.
Uh-huh.
My husband is going for Narayan Seva and all those things. And I also go alternate Sundays.
Mm. Alternate Sundays.
For women education.
Mm.
In rural areas, the girls, they are not provided with the studies. So I teach them English for alternate Sundays.
So this time, how was it when you came here for the first time?
My experience is quite wonderful.
Mm, please share with us.
Yeah, I would definitely means don't miss the chance of coming here again and again.
Mm.
People's discipline, love, humbleness, these are the things which I got to see here only.
Mm.
Compared to other temples or means rest regional places or pilgrim centers and all those things.
Mm.
This is the difference.
So, where were you assigned duty here this time?
In bakery as a cashier.
So, anything more you want to share, what you have seen here in the ashram in this 1 week?
See, things are many. Things are many means got to learn new things.
Hmm. What new things?
New things means the people, they're helping nature.
Hmm.
People of any age, they're ever ready to help.
Can you share some instances?
One instance I would like to. When I reached here, two uncle of nearby, I think so, 80 years, they were again and again saying, ki, ma'am, you need help, ma'am, you need help to for luggage,
okay.
Ma'am, you need help. I said no, by saying that means they were of 80 years, so I don't want them to unnecessarily take trouble for me. So this was the first instance which moved my heart, ki, people of 80 years, they are ready to help.
Okay, so after going back, anyway, you are involved in service activities, so I'm sure you will be involved in more service activities and spend more time in service activities, right?
Yeah. Important thing for me after going here is to spread Swami's message only.
Yes.
Love all, serve all, among more and more people.
So how we want to spread the message? Any ideas?
Like this only, means getting opportunities, chances and all those.
In activities.
Activities. Different activities.
Okay. Thank you. And Sairam.
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 Sairam. My humble pranams and the lotus feet of Bhagwan Baba. I'm Supriya Patel from Surat, Gujarat. I am a student, just completed my bachelor's in interior design.
Okay. So is it your first time coming here to Puttaparthi?
No. I would say I'm coming here since I was in my mother's womb.
Okay.
So, my family is a staunch Sai devotee.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been coming since I was born.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So, the first time that I came here when I started understanding things was in 8th standard.
Mm-hmm.
I was selected for a drama that was being organized from Surat.
Okay.
And I was selected as the lead role.
Okay.
For Narsee Mehta.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the first ever experience of.
So the drama was enacted in Sai Kulwanth Hall in Swami's presence?
It was enacted in Purnachandra Hall.
Okay, Purnachandra Hall. So Swami was there. Okay.
Yes, he was there. And my very first experience with him face to face at Pad Namaskar, and it was just blissful.
Mm.
I have been a Balvika student as well.
Okay.
My mother is a Balvika guru.
Mm-hmm.
So I have been into this since I have born.
Yeah. So has Swami interacted with you? Any things you can share?
Not actually interaction, but I have participated in many such dramas and other programs that have been organized from Gujarat state in the Diwali festival. That is
in Swami's presence here in Puttaparthi.
Yes, yes.
Oh, good. Mm.
So, it has been very wonderful experience every time. I used to await that when next Diwali comes and I would be a part of the festival.
Yeah. So you are told that you are Swami's devotee since your birth. So do you have any incidents which you can share where you have seen Swami's unseen hands in your life, where Swami has guided you indirectly in your place?
Yes. As I said, I have been a Balvika student and I was selected for the lead role of Narsi Mehta in the drama.
Mm.
There was a selection section going on and I was actually not knowing who would be selected for the lead role.
Mm.
But inside I had a very strong feeling that I would be lucky if I got the opportunity to be in the lead role. I was just praying from inside that I should be selected, and when the roles were selected and when my name was announced, it was like a shock, a surprising happy shock that I have been selected. And the day before the selection session had to go, I had a dream as well that gave me the strong feeling that I would be the one who would be selected for the lead role. And it happened.
So for Prashanti Seva, you are coming for the first time, is it?
Yes, for the Prashanti Seva, I have come for the first time. But last year, I had gone for Super Speciality Hospital Seva.
Mm, here at Puttaparthi?
Yes.
Okay. So that time, what were you assigned to do?
I was assigned to assist the HR department.
Mm-hmm.
And during that, I had been given a work, they maintain registers where I have to get signatures of the doctors, the staff members, very frequently during the day. And I had the opportunity to go in the very personal doctor's offices and the operation theaters. Usually, other staff members were not allowed, but I had to because I had to get the signatures. And I saw the different environment. Actually, people have a very timid nerve that going to a hospital would be very serious and very sad and such a feelings. But during the super speciality hospital seva, I experienced that people come here with so much of confidence and faith in God that the disease or whatever they have, the problem would obviously be cured.
Yes.
The pain and the sad feelings that we usually visualize in other hospitals around the world is very much frustrating, very much devastating and sad. But people here have that faith in God that He's there to look after me, and I'm come here. And they're just very comfortable, very confident that they would obviously be cured.
Mm.
So that is the biggest difference.
So, can you share something more about Swami's hospital here? It's called Temple of Healing, always.
It is definitely Temple of Healing. The hospitals around the world that we are used to visit, they actually, we have to pay for the services that they give us, for the medication and what all the services they have to give. But here, people serve the patients without any pay or anything. Yeah. It's selfless service.
It's completely free hospital. In fact, no one will find a billing counter in the hospital.
Yes. So that is the biggest difference that is found between the usual hospitals and Swami's hospital. And the attitude that people have in the other hospitals is like, we have to pay money, but still they do not treat the patients the way they have to. Like, we have to pay, but still we don't get such selfless service there. But here people humbly serve people, and they also give one sort of confidence that, don't worry, you will be surely taken care of.
They always serve with love.
Yes,
the love aspect is what makes all the difference.
Yes.
So this time, how was the Prashanti Seva? 1 week, where were you assigned?
I was assigned for the path duty near the Swami's residence.
Okay. Mm.
It was completely different from the one I had been in for the last year.
Yeah, in the hospital.
Yes, that was more of a paperwork and such stuff. But here we had to clean the path that is just near Swami's residence every morning. One thing I would like to share is waking up in the morning, we had to reach the temple at 3 o'clock.
Mm.
And I'm not a morning person at all. So the day I was assigned to it, I was worried about it, that how would I be able to
get up so early in the morning.
Yes. I kept almost 6 alarms that I don't miss the time and I reached there by time. But there was something that is not, actually I cannot describe it, but it is the inner feeling that I didn't have to take care of it anymore. The first day I went to sleep, I just said, Swami, I have come here for your service. Just look after it that I don't get late on the very first day. Because people here are very much strict towards a time discipline.
Yes.
And the older people here are much more punctual. And that's what I prayed. And the next morning I was up automatically, and that happened for the next 7 days.
Okay. So anything more you want to share?
My mother is a Balika's guru. She keeps on insisting me every time that be a part of Balika's to teach students. Me, just help me out with some things like the games session that we have to go for. And I did not get the opportunity actually for doing the same because studies were going on. But now that I'm done, I would pretty much make sure that I would be the part of it because that is the most beautiful gift that we have been gifted from Swami, to enrich the children with more of spiritual character.
So you also will become Balika's guru?
Yes, yeah.
So you will be coming here for Prashanthi Seva again and again?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, thank you, Sairam.
Sairam.
Welcome once again, dear listeners, to today's Thursday Life. You are tuned to Asia Stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony, bringing you the message of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba, the message of love and the message of selfless service and sacrifice. So till now you heard a conversation that I recorded a week back with a few members of the Seva Dal volunteer who had come here to Prashanthi Nilayam for entering Prashanthi Seva in the month of June from the Indian state of Gujarat. So I hope you all have been inspired by listening to their experiences. In fact, a few of the members came here to Prashanthi Nilayam for the first time. Talking about service, dear listeners, it is said that seva, selfless service, is the rent that we pay to God for our existence in this earth. So it is our duty to engage in service activities, and Swami's devotees all around the world are involved in some or the other service activities in whatever capacity they can do. And in this segment, we try to capture the various service activities in which Swami's devotees are involved. So moving further in this segment, I'll be playing for you now an episode from our radio series, Serving in the Name of Sai. So this is an audio documentary, and the narrators of this audio documentary are K.M. Ganesh and Bishop Prushti, and the background music for this audio documentary has been composed in Radio Sai Studio by Anirudh. So let's listen to an episode from our radio series, Serving in the Name of Sai.
Dear listeners, welcome to the Radio Sai series, Serving in the Name of Sai. In this program, we bring you stories of the service activities by Sai volunteers across India and the world. Today's segment features the exceptional medical service rendered by Sai volunteers in Ukraine. In 2008, a little town called Bogodohovo in the East European country of Ukraine came under siege. It was not from an army but a legion of Sai angels who swept the area with love, compassion and kindness extraordinary. Motivated by Bhagwan Baba, a group of doctors and volunteers from the US and UK traveled halfway across the globe to provide the Ukrainians some much needed medical help. And along the way, they also revived their patients' faith in God in human goodness and in the power of pure love.
The city of Bogodohovo derives its name from the Ukrainian language, meaning city belonging to the spirit of God. And the present story of Sai Seva is all about how divine love and compassion overwhelmed this remote God city, tucked away in a rural corner of Ukraine.
Bogodohovo is a 7-hour drive from Kyiv, the capital city of Ukraine. The distance is more than symbolic, for Bogodohovo is actually an antithesis of Kyiv. Kyiv is home to many high-tech industries, high education institutions, extensive infrastructure and a sophisticated system of public transport including the Kyiv metro. Bogodohovo, on the other hand, is a sad picture of poverty, poor nutrition, pathetic infrastructure and very basic medical facilities. The 18,000 people of the city are ages behind the affluence and the prosperity that Kyiv stands for. The situation is worse in the outlying villages where innocent and ignorant people suffer from a variety of ailments, major and minor, and have no clue about either the disease or the treatment. Over the years, because of the neglect, many have suffered from blindness and have remained visually impaired for years. Others were afflicted with serious cardiac complications. A third group consisted of mentally and psychologically challenged children. While some of these pitiable conditions were irreversible, most of them could be corrected and cured with proper medical attention and guidance.
Moved by the plight of these unfortunate rural folk, a group of Sai volunteers flew from the USA and the UK to restore health, hope and happiness into their hitherto depressing lives. The inspired group was led by Dr. Upadhyay and comprised of 19 doctors from various specialities. Adding to their energy and enthusiasm was a group of highly motivated Sai youth volunteers. Right from the beginning, it was clear right that they had Bhagwan's blessings for their noble effort. As they began their travel to Kyiv from various places on the globe, their flights got delayed and there was complete confusion. This hodgepodge in plan would have caused much chaos, but thanks to the hidden divine plan of the Lord, the cancellations and delays actually turned out to be the best ever Sai blessings in disguise. Suddenly, all three teams arrived at the Kyiv airport within 10 to 30 minutes of each other. This not only facilitated the transport arrangements for the hosts greatly, but also allowed the entire group to travel together as one closely knit unit right from the start. What better head start could they have had for team building and camaraderie? A doctor from UK jubilantly said, "It was Swami's way of reinforcing unity among us right from day one. What a beautiful orchestration of events."
In fact, the team experienced many such coincidences, or rather coincidences, even before they started their journey to Bogodohovo. One such instance was narrated by a pediatrician doctor from the UK.
"I was trying to borrow a portable ultrasound machine so that we could offer screening facility to patients at the medical camp. I had made several attempts to get this machine, but without any luck. It was now the penultimate day of our departure, and I was nowhere near getting this equipment. I had only 20 minutes before attending a clinic. Absolutely clueless, I finally made a fervent plea to the Lord. Swami, if you want us to take the ultrasound machine, please make the arrangements in 20 minutes. Immediately after this, I walked up to try for the last time to borrow this equipment. And to my surprise, this time, all things were in place and the concerned people willingly lent the ultrasound machine. So, you know, in just about 20 minutes, I had the machine in my hand from the hospital on loan. And during our medical camp in Bogotahovo, we performed more than at least 300 ultrasounds on this special machine. On the basis of ultrasound tests, when we assured patients that their organs were normal or that they did not have gallbladder stones, it gave them so much relief. They returned feeling happy and healthy.
The group continued to experience Sai guidance at every step of the way. As they reached the medical camp, they were overwhelmed by what they saw. More than 200 volunteers had been waiting for them. They had gathered at the site from Russia, Ukraine, Moldova, and Belarus ahead of the arrival of the international medical experts. They had in fact traveled long distances to offer their time and energy and show solidarity with the noble aims of the camp that Sai doctors and youth were going to run.
One of these volunteers was a qualified neurosurgeon. He had actually journeyed more than 1500 miles to participate in the medical camp. However, when he realized that there was little need for his discipline at the camp, he simply accepted it as God's will and was ready to assist in any other way. Therefore, he spent the next 7 days helping with transportation and lending his hand for doing building renovation work. His humility and sense of dedication inspired everyone in the camp.
Baba says, service springs out of love and scatters love in profusion. Every member of the group experienced this firsthand when the mayor of Bogotahovo welcomed them at a special civic ceremony and said, quote, "I cannot believe that medical service is being offered absolutely free of charge," unquote. In fact, the recurring question from many patients was, "Is this service really, really free?" Being new to Sai and his philosophy, it was difficult for them to accept that an international team of doctors would travel halfway across the globe to care for their problems and treat them free of charge. Nothing like this had happened before to them or to anyone known to them. And the icing on the cake was the way in which the service was offered. They were overwhelmed by the sincere love and genuine concern of the Sai volunteers.
In spite of the camp days being nothing short of hectic for the team, there was no dearth of selflessness and an eagerness to help. A typical day began with the transport arriving at 6:30 a.m. to take them to the dining hall for a good breakfast of porridge and fruit. Then, there was a group meeting with the Ukrainian and Russian coordinators who assisted in working out who would go in each team and to which village. Every morning, the doctors were divided into three groups, with each group going to a different village. Throngs of ailing and sick Ukrainians eagerly awaited the medical team's arrival. Consultations began once they reached the specified areas. On the first day, more than 700 patients were examined, and the numbers kept growing each day for the remaining 4 days. In the short span of 5 days, over 6,000 patients were attended to.
There were two cardiologists, and while they gave valuable advice on maintaining a healthy heart and explained techniques for weight reduction, there was an occupational therapist who demonstrated healthy exercises to patients suffering from diabetes and hypertension. The ENT surgeon screened the patients and distributed free hearing aids to the needy. The recipients were overjoyed at being able to hear again. There were also two ophthalmologists and three optometrists in the group who were exceptionally busy treating refraction and glaucoma. One old lady who received free reading glasses was delighted. She said, "I always believed in angels, but now I can even see them."
Another old lady had tears of joy when she was informed she did not have a cataract. Thinking that she needed an operation, the poor lady had in fact cut down on the food for her family to save enough for the procedure. When she was told not to worry about her eyes for another 10 years at least, she was jubilant. With tears of gratitude, she exclaimed, "Now I can feed my family properly." There were countless such experiences of supreme joy, as over 780 pairs of spectacles were dispensed in total and 750 pairs were donated to the local ophthalmologist for the free dispensing in future. The group also had two pediatricians and a gynecologist who were of immense and unimagined help to the local people. Together, they spent quality time advising young mothers and reassuring the ones who were distressed.
For instance, one day, a young mother of three with severe gynecological problems stepped into the clinic. Earlier, she had been told to have surgery, but being a farm worker, she knew she would never be able to pay for the procedure. However, the camp's gynecologist offered her another safer option. This was still an expensive alternative, but the cost of this was borne entirely by the Sai organization. The lady was so overwhelmed with the love and care she received that tears started streaming down her cheeks. She said, quote, "I know all of you believe in God. When I prayed to God today, I felt confident that angels had come to save me. I knew I would be fine." Unquote. Then this lady misread Dr. Shri Bala's name in the badge and gleefully said, "Thank you, Dr. Baba." In one sense, she was of course right. Baba was the soul doer, and it was amply evident in the way he was working through his instruments and making his divine presence felt. The lady also narrated how when her son had come to the camp the previous day for an eye checkup, he returned home and told her that he had felt he had been at a temple of healing and not in a medical clinic.
Doctors with many other specialties too. There were three general physicians, two psychiatrists, and an equal number of physiotherapists who were extremely busy diagnosing and counseling the young and the old. The physiotherapists attended to patients with chronic pain, advising them various simple exercises to strengthen their muscles. The occupational therapist was very busy giving out valuable rehabilitation advice to stroke patients and exercises for weight reduction for patients who suffered from diabetes and hypertension. Health promotion and awareness was a key to their concerns.
Dr. Pavani, the pain specialist, used many of his own devices and acupuncture to alleviate patients with chronic pain in the backs and joints. His special machine, Thermoscan, was actually able to pick up the exact site of the pain on a computerized program. The patients were very relieved because they felt someone finally believed their pain. For the first time in years, these poor folk started feeling pain-free. Obviously, their joy knew no bounds.
On the second day of their camp, the group made a heart-rending visit to an orphanage of 140 disturbed children who had been traumatized by abuse suffered earlier in their lives. While the psychiatrists offered them valuable advice and boosted their morale, The pediatricians screened them for medical illness and imparted important health education. The little orphans touched the volunteers' hearts deeply, and so they went out of their way to do everything possible to add more life and color to their lives. Saddened by the plight of a disabled child in the orphanage, the volunteers gifted him a wheelchair.
There was another person too who moved the volunteers beyond words. He was a local Ukrainian doctor who for the last 25 years had covered 4 villages on a bicycle to help the patients in his own way with limited resources at his disposal. Now he was 61 and still cycled for hours to do whatever he could for the rural folk. In addition to the effort he put in physically and professionally, he prayed sincerely for his needy patients every single day. When he met the Sai group, he felt his prayers had been answered. To help this doctor with his great work, one of the volunteers spontaneously offered to gift him a motorcycle, and the joy of the good old Samaritan knew no bounds. The group also equipped him with a portable instrument to measure blood pressure. For him, it was unexpected blessings from the Almighty, and his tear-filled eyes said it all.
In this manner, each day was a celebration of Bhagwan's love and grace for every member of the group. They would return to their guest house by 7 p.m. and have their dinner together at 7:30 p.m. After this, they settled down for group meetings in which they shared their experiences since morning and then began to plan for the next day. By the time the discussions concluded, it would be almost 11 p.m.
It was not only valuable medical service that the group carried out in Bogodohovo. In fact, treating the sick was only one part of the story. While the group of international doctors got busy in treating the patients, there was a silent undercurrent of love spreading in other ways too. The rest of the volunteers in the group engaged in a variety of other activities to make the lives of these rural folks better. The Sai workers distributed clothes, footwear, and even nutrition packets to several households, pensioners, and disabled members in the town. Besides toys and games for the children, the volunteers also lent sporting equipment to the local boarding school and even helped set up a computer class. To add to this, there was a cleaning brigade of volunteers for whom no job was mean or inferior. They cleaned the bathrooms of the schools and the city with their bare hands while their throats were chanting incessantly his name.
One lady indeed had an incense stick burning in the toilet while they worked because, as she said sweetly, if Swami were to visit us now, it would smell nice. What was astonishing but moving was that the people who did this work were all qualified and dignified, but their humility and dedication was to be seen to be believed. One of them was actually the famous soprano singer Elena Petruchenko.
Yet another group of volunteers had formed a building brigade who worked tirelessly to repair and replace plumbing in a local school. They painted walls, renovated bathrooms, fixed the electrical fittings, corrected the sewage system, and repaired and replaced wash basins, taps, pipes, fences, and so on. They even redid an old lady's door and broken bed. She had tears of joy in her eyes when she saw her house being redone. And she said, "I knew that angels existed, but now I am seeing them. Our dear Sai angels."
These acts of genuine selfless service not only touched the villagers but also stupefied the village authorities as they had never witnessed anything like this before. And as if these were not enough, the group also built anew the library and gymnasium of schools there. This group of volunteers also visited a senior citizen's home. Moved at the dismal facilities existing there, they provided them with a microwave and refrigerator. The elderly residents were so overcome with gratitude that they exclaimed, "No one has ever come to see us, let alone do anything for us with so much love." In a matter of 4 days, the hairdresser in the Sai group lovingly provided haircuts to 335 people. That works out to about 84 haircuts per day.
Then there was the most important kitchen brigade, bringing a smile to everyone's face at every meal. The youngest helper was only 16 years, while the oldest was 60. They cooked fresh and tasty meals for over 260 people every day, and they were the first people to rise. Their day started as early as 3 a.m. Preparation of each meal was for them an act of divine worship. So they provided nourishing and pure meals fit for gods. So passionate they were about their work that they even painted a model on a wall depicting Divine Mother Earth, Mother Annapurna.
There were more volunteer groups. One was the transport brigade, who used their own vehicles, some having traveled more than 1,000 miles. They ensured the doctors moved the long distances from one village to another without any difficulty, and the camps functioned on time. But the most heartening aspect about them was their eternal cheerfulness, said the pediatrician from UK.
While Sai love was flowing freely in the air, there was one family that actually stole everybody's heart. The father, Ruslan, who is the Satya Sai coordinator in the Ukraine Satya Sai organization, gave all his help to the doctors, while his wife worked as the chief cook, sleeping hardly a few hours every night. And their two wonderful daughters, Nancy and Macha, served tirelessly as interpreters who offered the camps vital cross-cultural communication. In fact, they have been part of every medical camp held in Russia and neighboring countries in the last few years.
This family truly overwhelmed all with their dedication and selfless service. Without them and the other interpreters, the medical camp would never have been a success. They were the group's ears and voice, giving out essential health information which could save a life or a limb. They endured long hours of translation without taking a break, and at the same time, the arduous job of a three-way conversation did not ever stop or affect their charming smiles. The youngest interpreter in the group was only 11 years. Even she would stay up until midnight, translating often without a meal, as she felt so overjoyed just doing Swami's work. In short, it was the love, patience and understanding shown by every translator that was pivotal to the successful execution of the camp, and each of them did a splendid job. Vivek Sharma, a high school student from USA, who was one of the volunteers at the camp, said,
"I received first-hand experience to serve another country's people. This is the first trip I had with the Sai organization to serve. I was really amazed by the commitment of the Sai brothers and sisters when it comes to helping the less fortunate ones. I worked in a variety of places, including the orphanage, where I befriended many of the children living there. What I learned through this experience is to see God in everyone and help them in whatever way I can, because I realized that I was actually helping myself too in the process."
In fact, he realized the truth of Swami's words that service is the highest spiritual discipline. Service has a double effect. It extinguishes the ego and gives bliss.
Apart from the thrill of the service, there were other joys too during the trip. On the final day of the camp, all the 200 plus volunteers and doctors had a variety entertainment show open to all to celebrate the glory of their Lord. Beautiful sounds of music from various faiths merged into one beautiful melody. They sang and danced as an offering to Him and shared His love gladly.
Miss Elena Petruchenko, the soprano singer, who was actually cleaning toilets for 6 days prior to the concert, charmed the entire audience with a soulful rendering. The pure love for Swami that exuded that evening was something extraordinary. The oldest volunteer in the group, Olga, played the accordion, and she has been a regular member for the last 10 such camps. During her first camp, she had her eyes checked and it was found that she had a cataract which required surgery. But there was no way she could afford the operation, so she asked Dr. Upadhyay for medicine instead. The doctor told her that surgery was inevitable, but she could have vibhuti in the meantime and pray to Swami. In an amazing act of divine grace, a year later she was back to serve and was completely cataract free.
It is such instances of divine love and compassion which made the incredible happen in a remote corner of Ukraine. It was a week that every volunteer, doctor and patient remembers with delight and love. It was Swami working, loving and serving through them. And as if to confirm this, on the final day of the visit, as the team was leaving at 5:30 a.m., the morning sky in Bogorodovo was covered with a beautiful round rainbow.
For the Sai workers from different parts of the globe, it was an unforgettable symbol of unity, purity and selfless love that had come a full circle during the camp, and an endorsement of their efforts to emulate a tiny speck of Baba's infinite love. More than the difference that they brought in the lives of people in Bogorodovo, the satisfaction and sense of fulfillment that filled their hearts during the days of the camp was something which every member cherishes in their heart forever. And it is for this reason that every time there is such an opportunity to offer selfless service, they grab it with both their hands. They just love to serve in the name of Sai.
Sai Ram, dear listeners, so that was an episode of our radio series Serving in the Name of Sai, in which we bring you accounts of Swami's love and our love for Swami translating into service to humanity, the various service activities undertaken by Swami's devotees all around the world. In fact, dear listeners, you can download this audio documentary from our Radio Sai website. In fact, you can download many more such audio documentaries on service from this series, Serving in the Name of Sai. All you have to do is go to our website, radiosai.org. There is an audio search link. Click on it and just type the words, Serving in the Name of Sai. And you will get a list of audio documentaries. So you can download them at your leisure and listen to it. So dear listeners, now it's time for me to sign off for today's Thursday. And I'll be back again next Thursday. So as always, placing this segment at Bhagwan's lotus feet, I take your leave. In few moments from now, you will be joined by Prem and Arvind for the next segment of today's Thursday life, that is Afternoon Satsang. So till then, please listen to few bhajans, few Sai bhajans sung by brother Ajneesh. Jai Sai Ram.
Narayan Hari Naam Bhajo Re Narayan Ved Parayana.
Narayan Hari Naam Bhajo Re Narayan Ved Parayana.
Hari Narayan Hari Naam Bhajo Re Narayan Ved Parayana.
Narayan Hari.
Hare Krishna, Yeah. दशरथ नंदन राम।